What's going on, everybody? Welcome to regular season. Baseball is back on Phillies today. Phillies 24/7. Everything to get you. We're getting you through the Philadelphia Phillies baseball season this year. And today, you might ask, what are we going to talk about on the show? And it's obviously going to be everything from opening weekend for your Fightin' Phils. And it's going to be a recap, observations from this past weekend. Bryson Stott, Bryce Harper, Brandon Marsh all did not play yesterday. Bryce Harper takes a tumble into the camera well on Saturday. We have to talk about, why was Bryce Harper sitting? Why was Bryson Stott sitting on Sunday? And why did Brandon Marsh not start in back-to-back days on Saturday and Sunday? We have to get to that. That's pretty much it. And I obviously, it's all Phillies opening weekend here that I want to speak on. So just a quick recap of what happened over the weekend. Usually I want to give you guys the, or at least what I did all of last year was, you know, the most recent game. I'll give you a rundown of what happened, but not, I'd rather just, there's a lot of things I want to get into today. So I'll just give you a short recap of each game. So game one on Friday, not Thursday, Friday, Phils had a 2-0 lead going into the seventh inning. Zach Wheeler had a very good performance, but then topper Rob Thompson turns it over to the bullpen, and they have a horrendous, horrendous opening day, giving up 9 earned runs, and the Braves would end up winning opening day 9-3. Game two, not a great start from Aaron Nola. Not a great start from Aaron Nola at all. He went 4 1/3, 12 hits, 7 earned, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts, and 2 home runs given up. And the Braves will win that one 12-4 off the bats. And they were dingers from Ozzie Albies, Ronald Acuna Jr., Matt Olson, and Marcell Ozuna, all hitting bombs, who all had a lot last year. And it doesn't look like they... looks like they left off just where they were from last season. And game three, where the Phils actually got win number one this season. They won 5-4 on a big seventh inning yesterday. Kyle Schwarber had his first home run of the season in the first inning. We love his leadoff homers. Leadoff homers are obviously a great thing when Kyle Schwarber does them. Phils get their first win 5-4 on a big seventh inning. Alec Bohm drives in a run or two, and the Phils will win that game behind Ranger Suarez and the bullpen doing good work. So 5-4 win yesterday. So my takeaways and my observations from this past weekend. So, number one, my first takeaway, Braves are still the best team in this division right now. Gonna be honest, the Braves are still, and I think we all feel that way after this weekend, the Atlanta Braves are still the number one team in the National League East. And it's because of their offense. And, you know, I've said there's no way the Braves are going to be. And look, obviously we're overreacting. It's just opening weekend. I know. But the Braves, their offense looks like they, again, I mentioned this with some of those guys that hit those homers. This offense looks like it left off right where it was last season. And that doesn't seem like it's going to be a problem for the Atlanta Braves. I mean, everybody on this Atlanta Braves team, as far as his offense goes, has just been, I mean, even their nine hitter, Jared Kelnick, is already, you know, he's almost batting 1,000 to start the season, you know, coming over from Seattle. But I mean, everybody in that lineup is just, it's just so stacked. Not that the Phillies aren't. The Phillies are stacked too, I feel like. But I just feel like right now that this is kind of like a statement for the Braves this weekend to score 25 runs in the first three games. You know, 21 in the first two, but just 25 over the first three. And to take two out of three from the Phils is kind of a statement like, hey, like our offense is still like, we are still the best in, potentially the best in baseball. Yeah, the LA Dodgers are really good and they're really stacked too. They're like an all-star team, but the Braves, they're making a statement saying, hey, we know Dodgers have Ohtani now and we know how stacked they are. But the Braves right now, because of their offense, still the best team in the division right now. And I feel like most people feel the same way. Takeaway number two from this weekend, and this comes from Saturday, more of an observation, I guess, but not a good sign for Aaron Nola to start the season the way he did on Saturday. And I know it was a delayed game because of the rain and whatnot, but it wasn't delayed that much. Like, it was delayed like a half an hour. I know I can throw a pitcher off. Nola's got to have a better start to the season than this, man. I was hoping Nola would come out and he would shove to start the season, and we'd be like, oh, Nola's back. Nola's back to being Aaron Nola when he's great. You know, and Nola's been inconsistent over the years, but when Nola's great, he's great. I thought we were going to get that start of a season from Aaron Nola, but he was not good. Again, I mentioned this earlier. 4 1/3, 12 hits. 12 hits in 4 1/3. 7 earned. 2 home runs given up. And that's the one big thing. The one big thing here is the home runs. You know, last year, 3rd in the National League in home runs given up. You gotta, the long ball is a big thing for Aaron Nola. It really is. The long ball is a big deal for Aaron Nola on the mound. And it's just not a good sign to start the season. And again, obviously we're overreacting a little bit. We're doing that, but it doesn't matter. Aaron Nola is somebody we've all, you know, kind of been on opposite sides over the last 5 to 6 years. But not a great sign for Aaron Nola to start the season. He's really got to, you know, work on giving up those dingers. Not a good sign to start the season. Third takeaway / observation, bullpen not very good in the first two games. Obviously, the third game they were much better. They only gave up one run because Ranger gave up 3 runs. The bullpen only gave up 1 run. But the first two games not very good. 14 earned in the first two games, and again, did I think it was a little bit of an over? Doing of MLB.com putting the bullpen number one in baseball? Yeah, for sure. But not great to start the season. Not a great thing for the bullpen to they definitely made MLB.com look bad, for sure. I mean, they made themselves look bad, and they made themselves look bad in MLB.com. So the two things that I noticed, and it was Connor Brogdon was not good, and it seems like, you know, ever since a couple of years ago, he just it doesn't seem like this guy. I don't know. There's just something that feels weird about Connor Brogdon that I'm saying to myself, I don't know if this guy's really going to ever be a part of, you know, a well-rounded, good Phillies bullpen. You know, I know he was on the team in 2022 and he had a good year that year, but I don't know. There's just something that feels off about Connor Brogdon. I don't know. You let me know on Twitter @Rojas_media_. Let me know what your thoughts are on Connor Brogdon, because he had a terrible, terrible weekend. Sir Anthony Dominguez, he's supposed to be an X factor for this bullpen, because he was a big deal in 2022 when they made their World Series run. And, you know, he really pitched a lot of big high leverage innings and did a good job. And last year he was super inconsistent. There were some injuries there, I believe, but not, we need Sir Anthony to be to be better. And he was terrible the entire weekend. He was horrible. So, because even yesterday he goes 2/3 of an inning and, you know, gave up, you know, 3 hits and an earned run. So, I mean, Sir Anthony or Dominguez is somebody that they're going to need to be, you know, at the very least solid and consistent, and not a good way to start the season, not a good way to start the year. So the bullpen, you get 14 earned runs in the first two games with 15 overall in the first three. But those first two games were definitely terrible. It was not fun to watch what they did on opening day, where they gave up 9 runs. And you can question, you can do whatever you want about Wheeler maybe coming out a little too early. But the bullpen is supposed to be trusted enough where even if you take out Wheeler in what was it, like the 5th or 6th inning? 6th inning, right? Even then, they got to do a better job. They're supposed to be better than that. Supposed to be better than that. So those are my 3 takeaways, observations. Well, I have more here. I just wanted to kind of transition here from those 3 takeaways, observations to the next 2, where these were bigger deals to me. Because obviously, like, look, it's a long season with the bullpen. It's a long season for Aaron Nola. It's a long season for the Braves after scoring, you know, 25 runs in their first 3 games. And they could cool off and not be as good as they were last year. Maybe the Phillies' offense would be better. My point is, these next 2 things I want to talk about are kind of, they're more intriguing to me. They're a little more concerning. Bryce Harper, Bryson Stott, and Brandon Marsh all were out of Sunday's lineup. And I want to get to Marsh in a second, but I want to hit on Bryce Harper and Bryson Stott here. Why were they out of the lineup on Sunday? It didn't make any sense. Howard Eskin asked Rob Thompson why they were out of the lineup. And Thompson said, well, it was, you know, Harper, he needed a scheduled day off, and he said something about spring training and about he only played 2 games in the last 8 days or whatever it was because of the whole back thing. Shouldn't he be playing more? Shouldn't Bryce Harper be playing more baseball? Like, why would he need a scheduled day off? He's not 40 years old. And apparently, and Bryce said, and I think Topper said as well, that the camera well, him falling into the camera well didn't even affect the, it was a scheduled day off no matter what. That doesn't make sense. Bryce Harper is one of the best players in baseball. Why is he taking a day off on the first Sunday of the year? It doesn't make any sense. And then Bryson Stott too. Why is Bryson Stott out of the lineup? Well, Topper said, oh, it's because of the lefty-lefty thing. Stott hit lefties decent last year. He had a .282 average. Like, he wasn't that far off from what he hit righties. So I don't understand what Topper was saying there about the lefty match. It didn't make any sense. And Bryson Stott was one of the best players on the team last year overall, I mean, from an offensive and defensive side. Didn't make any sense. I mean, Whit Merrifield's getting, you know, I want Whit on this team. I want Whit to be a good piece and all that. But Whit Merrifield got like 5 or 6 at bats this weekend, maybe more, right? I don't get it. It doesn't really make sense. I'm trying to make sense of the Harper thing. It might have made a little more sense for the Harper thing if he had really gotten hurt in the camera well, but I think it was only his index finger that he cut. So like the Harper thing doesn't make sense to me. The Stott thing doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand what Rob Thompson was doing here to start the season. I don't get this whole scheduled day off for Harper. It doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. And am I like panicking? No, but it is a little weird that Topper's making these decisions, you know, early on in the season. It feels weird. Definitely felt weird on Bryson Stott and Bryce Harper there. So next thing, Brandon Marsh, he was out back-to-back days, out of Saturday's lineup, out of Sunday's lineup. He did come up and pinch hit for Pache, I believe, yesterday. He pinch hit for Pache and had a couple of at-bats. I thought that this was going to be the year that Brandon Marsh would be an everyday player, that they would give him like 140 plus starts. Doesn't seem like the Phillies feel that same way. And I don't really get it. Brandon Marsh had a good season last year. He had a very good season overall. So I don't necessarily understand what the Phillies, how do they not, again, I'm okay with Whit Merrifield and him being, I'm more than okay. I want him to be the utility guy, and I want him to get, you know, a good amount of playing time to a certain extent, but Brandon Marsh should be getting the majority of the starts in center field, or excuse me, in left field. It just doesn't really make sense to me. I don't, like, how am I, like, I'm sitting here watching every game as a fan and watching Brandon Marsh, you know, last season and even the season before when they acquired him in a trade. And I'm saying, like, he's a good number eight hitter. He should be an everyday player. I don't get what Rob Thompson and what the staff is not seeing with Brandon Marsh. Are they just really more of a fan of Marsh and Pache and what Merrifield all platooning and just that's how they see the season? I don't get it. Are they still in competition mode with these guys? Like, Brandon Marsh should be your everyday left fielder, and I'm not quite sure what the Phillies are doing. I know it's just the opening series, but it's already saying something to me. With how they feel about Brandon Marsh. I'm a little confused. I really thought this was going to be the year that the Phillies looked at him and said, you're our everyday left fielder. Let's go. So it doesn't make sense to me why Brandon Marsh is sitting the, you know, Saturday and Sunday. I understand he got at bats, but I don't care. He should be starting. You give the guy the confidence he's going to be an everyday player. It just doesn't seem that way. So let me know what your thoughts were on Brandon Marsh on Twitter at @Rojas_media_. Injuries and moves to update you on. So, again, with the whole Bryce Harper thing, he's okay. Yesterday was a scheduled day off, even though I didn't like it so much, but he falls in the camera well over the weekend on Saturday. And thank goodness he was okay. Luis Ortiz sprained left ankle and the Phillies recalled Nick Nelson. It looks like Luis Ortiz will be on the IL. He's going to be on the 10 to 15 day IL right now. And they recalled Nick Nelson. I don't really have an update. I want to see if there's something here on Taiwan Walker. I thought that I saw something on Taiwan Walker. But I don't think there's an official update on Taiwan. He threw 25 to 30 pitches in a bullpen session. I apologize. He's going to throw again in a couple of days. Rob Thompson said that he'll probably build him up nice and slow. It's not a spring training type of build up, but we're going to take it easy and make sure that he is right. That's according to Corey Seidman on Twitter. Thank you, Corey, for the info there. Also, Orion Kerkering scheduled to pitch. He was scheduled to pitch a couple of days ago, and he's going to be scheduled to pitch tomorrow with AAA Lehigh Valley. He's missed, you know, camp, or he's missed pretty much like the entirety of March almost because of an illness. Still rebuilding up that arm strength. Kerkering expected to be activated as soon as he's eligible on April 9th. And that is according to Phillies.com. Thank you for the information. Around the National League East, you had the whole Rhys Hoskins thing of again. How about that? Rhys sliding into, you know, making a bad slide into Jeff McNeil. Well, that wasn't even a bad slide. I'm not even going to say that. Jeff McNeil didn't like the slide. McNeil starts yapping at Rhys Hoskins, and he doesn't like it, and bench is clear. And yesterday, Rhys got thrown at. I believe it was yesterday, right? Rhys got thrown at, and pitcher was ejected, or he was thrown behind, really. And he was ejected. And yeah, the Mets lost the first three games. So the Mets were swept. The Marlins were quadruple swept. The Pirates go 4-0. Pirates known for their good starts. Remember the Pirates last year were that really good start? Having another good start this year. The Marlins get swept as well. And yes, what did the Nationals lost 2 of 3? I believe that was Cincinnati, correct? Yes, that was Cincinnati. Lost 2 of 3 to Cincinnati. And then, obviously, the Atlanta Braves, unfortunately, taking 2 of 3 from your Fightin' Phils. But the Phils, I will be at today's game, 6 o'clock. And I'll be at Wednesday's game. Unfortunately, you know, I have a buddy coming down or coming up from North Carolina that is here for the week and wanted to go to a game. So we're going to tonight's game. And then cousin was fortunate enough to give me some tickets for Wednesday's game. Shout out to my cousin Bobby. He's the man. So shout out to him for giving me tickets for Monday's game, for Wednesday's game. You're going to have Christopher Sanchez on the mound for the Phillies tonight. It is a 6:05 start. It will be Christopher Sanchez, and I believe it's Andrew Abbott. Let me double check. Andrew Abbott. Yep, Andrew Abbott. And we'll see the first of Christopher Sanchez tonight in a regular season starting pitching matchup. So excited to get to these games this week as the Phils play the Reds. And I'll recap those games for you on Thursday. And then the Phils take on the Nats this weekend in Washington. So that'll be exciting this weekend, the Phillies' first road trip with Washington and then St. Louis next week. So that is going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today on Phillies 24/7, a Sports Radio 94 WIP podcast. And I'll talk to you guys on Thursday.